In our modern vocabulary today, we use connected in all kinds of ways. Have you noticed that? I made a list. That doesn't surprise you. Twitter, you're connected. Facebook, you're connected. Maybe you have a blog. Maybe you're the writer of the blog and people are connected to you or you're connected to them. Websites and apps, social groups, political groups. Then there's the career, work, and company connection and all of that. And sometimes it's not even involving electronics. We're connected by blood. This is my brother, you know, this is my half-brother, this is whatever. And on, we talk about, in our world today, being connected. And, you know, we have Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots around the community, and so you have your tablet or your phone, and you've got either cell signal or Wi-Fi, and you are connected. In fact, I think in today's vocabulary, it reflects our heart. If you were to lose your cell phone, would you feel connected? Or would you feel disconnected? Almost completely. Even though maybe you're married, even though maybe you have children, maybe you have parents, you know, but if you lost that electronic device, would you all of a sudden in your personal life, maybe work life, all of a sudden feel totally disconnected? And a lot of people in our culture today would. When the cable goes down, when the satellite reception is gone, even then we think the world is lost. What are we going to do? We had to laugh. Quite a few years ago, anyway, our daughters were with us at home growing up, and I don't remember what grades there were, but they were in. Our microwave went out, all right? And our daughters were going, how are we going to cook? It is amazing to me that we put so much into the kinds of connections we have in our world. We have this idea that I must have a cell phone or I don't have a life. I must have cable or I don't have a life. I must have, you know, all of this stuff or I don't have a life. And if you've ever been in those kinds of moments, boy, do I have good news for you. Because I want to remind you that you got an upgrade. Now, in our vocabulary today, what would be a better word than connected? I mean, connected's pretty good. A child is going to have a medical procedure, and the parent is holding the hand of that child, and that child feels connected, right? A young lady has been escorted down the aisle. It's her wedding day. And there on her side is her dad. And they're connected, right? And then in the national news, you got that word about President Bush sitting by the bedside of Barbara Bush, holding her hand as she died. Connected. So what word would describe an upgrade? Did you know the Bible doesn't use a descriptive word about you being connected to Christ? Did you know that? Do you know the word that's used? United. It's an upgrade. You are united to Christ. That's way better than a connection. You've ever looked at your Wi-Fi signals and how many, you know, kind of bars it has? And you know, when there's just one bar, you're happier connected. Well, being united, there's no gap. You live in and through, because and with Christ. You are united to Christ. The gospel example is the vines and the branches and the vine dresser. It doesn't say branches are connected. It doesn't say that simply you've been grafted and you're sort of, you know, kind of there morphed, if you will. But the Bible talks about how more consistently, in fact, I did some numbers, in the ESV, the words in Christ are used in the New Testament 89 times. In the King James 77, you know what I found out? The contemporary English version reflects modern language. It says you're only in Christ 24 times. So those other Bible verses, what might you read? It reads like this. It says, because of Christ Jesus. Or Christ has given you life, and things like that. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And when you read the contemporary version, it says, sin pays off with death, but God's gift is eternal life given by Christ, by Jesus Christ our Lord. I think we tend to fall into starting to use in the Christian church the vocabulary of being connected. But we lose the full, we're downgrading the full signal that God has given us. Because does the Bible say you're connected to Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection? Or does the Bible say you're united? Does the Bible say you are connected to Jesus or you are in Christ Jesus? The vine and the branches is a descriptor of being united with our Lord and our Savior in his death and in his resurrection, so that our hope is not iffy and our hope doesn't have to sound weaker at times than others. But the full signal and power of God is right there in you because of Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit who put faith in your heart. It is not about you turning one way in the house so you have a better signal than on the other side of the house. It is about what God has done to you, in you, and for you. And he gave you the upgrade free. Free cost to you, but very, very expensive for the Son. It was his life and his death. You have an upgrade. Now, it is true that we can decrease the signal by what we put into our life and to our heart and our mind. And in a sense of, we talk about being thick-headed or cold-hearted. Yeah, we can shield ourselves so that God's grace being poured in through faith is shunned or dispelled away, pushed away. But we cannot make the signal strong or stronger, for God has already done that. Our life in Christ is described in the second reading for today, that by the power of the Spirit, we know the difference. You have the Spirit of God and you have the spirit of deceit. In one translation, it says the spirit of error. So that in God, you are connected. But the world starts to put in these other kinds of thoughts and feelings and emotions. And then we start to think stupidly, very foolishly, God doesn't love me anymore. Because he didn't do this or that. He won't. And the world starts telling you, hey, there's another way. Hey, psst. And just like the spirit of deceit in the Garden of Eden, there the serpent is saying, you know why he doesn't want you to touch that one, don't you? because then you'll be like God. Wouldn't that be cool? You would know good and evil, and you wouldn't have a problem. And they ate, and every problem came into being. In our walk with God, the vine and the branches is about us as his people recognizing not just a role, but a relationship that is so intimate that the word described is not connection, it's united. You are one with God through Christ Jesus our Lord. So whenever you think the signal is poor, whenever you come to the conclusion that God isn't that close, whenever you start to think that there's this other plant over here that seems more vibrant, you know, more radiant, more fun, cool, recognize the spirit of deceit, that just because it looks good, you're not to eat it. I don't know if you've ever made this mistake. I'm sad to say I have. I was in some people's houses. I was a kid. They had a bowl of plastic fruit. Have you ever bitten into plastic fruit? The spirit of deceit looks good, but it is as artificial from outside to in. Don't bite it. Remain connected and united in Christ, and remember what he's giving you in that flowing relationship, hope, love, forgiveness, peace. You know, the list is immeasurably powerful. And those things only come from God. If your heart starts to lament that you want more and faster and greater and better, just think of your faith in what God has already given you. And may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.